This is Go Ye International's podcast.
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and as for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul.
Thank you for taking interest in this episode, in which I will continue the audio version of my book titled My Tongue is the Pen of a Ready Writer, Adding Color to a World of Gray.
And as for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls, and ye shall find rest for your souls, thus saith the Lord.
Chapter 36, page 168. Get Ready, A Summary of Scriptures, Continued. After that lengthy departure concerning the Sabbath day then, now, and tomorrow, plus the ordinances explanation, the nature of the new heavens and new earth during the reign of King Jesus in the millennium is now resumed. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I shall make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. There came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the 12 gates angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length of it is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth, that is, width. And the height of it are equal. Here it is in modern measurements. The 12,000 is 12K times F, or the furlongs. 12K times F, approximately 660 feet are in a furlong. So you just multiply 12,000 times 660 feet equals 1,500 miles long, wide, and high. This city on one side will cover the surface area equal to approximately half of the continental United States. That is, Laredo, Texas to Holland, Michigan, plus going west to almost the Pacific coast. At 1,500 miles cubed, just the bottom alone will be approximately 2,255,000 square miles of surface area. Remember, this city, the New Jerusalem, shows up from heaven, outer space, and connects to a new mountaintop in that region exalted above all other mountains. Mount Everest has a 29,028-foot elevation, approximately 5.5 miles. The base of it will be very high. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. This new satellite, orbiting the planet 2/3 the size of the moon, will be so close that the nations can access it by way of the new Mount Zion, that the believers of all ages will dwell in this city. This is what Savior Jesus, our Lord and King, had in mind when he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." This place is so out of mind enormous. No wonder heretics in the 3rd century era said this had to be allegorical, which continues today. The Old Testament Noah's Ark, Moses' Tabernacle, and Solomon's Temple were real. Real measurements are being given here. Never determine the truthfulness of something by what you think is believable. God made the heavens and the earth the first time. How much more spectacular he will make it the second time around. This 1,500-mile cube city could hold something like 5 million mini mansions every cubic mile. That is 41 trillion rooms if the room is 15 feet squared, or 207 trillion rooms if 10 feet squared, with 10 rooms per Christian if as many as 1 million Christians died every year since the Lord's ascension, which hasn't happened historically. However, we will see how many die in the near future. Breathtakingly awesome. Christians, get busy with the Great Commission so this place will be at maximum occupancy. It could be said Lord Jesus has been preparing this place for almost 2,000 years. However, he could do it in less than a day if he wanted to. On day 4 in the creation, the text says he made the stars also, which is included as a subsequent afterthought. Well, those atheists are really going to be in for a shock because of their lunacy. I can't see evidence of God. While mankind will see, hear, taste, smell, and feel God all around them, the foolish atheist and unrepentant sinners in general who reject the Lord Jesus Christ will be in outer darkness where their eyes, ears, tongues, noses, and skin will be on fire with the mental anguish and absolute conscious torment coming from what they wanted, what they wouldn't see. No God, because they loved darkness rather than light. Is it clear? He measured the outer wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. 144 times a cubit, C. Well, a cubit is approximately 18 inches, so 144 times 18 inches gives you 216 feet tall, maybe a little more. Previously scaled down in Exodus chapter 25 through 40 as a model, the following is the better things to come. The building of the wall of it was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, an emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardis, the seventh, crystallite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, a topaz, the 10th, chrysoprasus, the 11th, a jacinth, the 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. Folks, the gate is a pearl. One pearl makes a gate in this city. That's huge. And the street of the city was pure gold. And it was transparent gold. I saw no temple therein. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast. He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. It shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. In the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow into it, and many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and he will walk in the name of the Lord our God for ever and ever. And the Lord shall be king over all earth. And in that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth. And the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain, thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for a very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. The kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. The believing saints of all ages, the bride of Christ, inhabits this city. The rest of mortal mankind that require access to the tree of life, the nations, only come to visit this city on top of a mountain above the earth where Israel now is. The then immortal bride of Christ could care less about heat of the sun outside the city. Therefore, needing no shade, these immortals have no need of the tree of life for healing, because they will have eternal life from their God and Savior Jesus Christ. The mortals will need the tree. What follows are the details of the wonderful conditions for those who weren't part of Christ's bride who obtained a better resurrection. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35. Survivors enter the kingdom of heaven on earth as forgiven mortals, consisting of the converted 144,000 Israelite families, the one-third remnant Jews, and the Gentile nations that passed the sheep and goats judgment. This is all after Armageddon, whenever that's going to happen. There shall be a tabernacle, the tabernacle of God with men, for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not a day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Here are additional, in plain view, indicators of Revelation chapter 21 and 22 being prior to the judgment day banishment into the lake of fire, when sin and death will be no more, only after the millennium. Number 1. There are certain descriptive terms used for those who do not enter this city. Some associate that passage to the lake of fire because they think heaven is some pie-in-the-sky fantasy land heaven. The lake of fire is a real deal. However, that is not what is in view when it says, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth." You are about to read later in Zechariah 14 that during the millennial reign of King Jesus, there will be resistance from certain nations refusing to participate in God's glorious plan and that disobey Lord Jesus. Yes, even then. Number 2. There shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. These Canaanites are the dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and those who defile, practice abomination, or make lies. Revelation chapter 21. They will still be around during Christ's reign until, as individuals, they die of sin and old age or execution because they don't and can't have access to the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, New Jerusalem, on top of the mountain. As revealed in the book of Revelation, they aren't saved by faith in Christ then, as many of you reading this now. Only if their name is in it will they be permitted to enter. Otherwise, they're kept out of God's holy city. The land will be cleaned up at the start, clearing it out for all the carnage and debris. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken, and they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire, and burn the weapons, both the shields, and the bucklers, and the bows, and the arrows, and hand staves, and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord God. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, in the valley of the passengers on the east sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all the multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them. And it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. After the end of the 7 months shall they search, and the passenger that passed through the land when any seeth a man's bones, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. And also the name of that city shall be Hamona. Thus shall they cleanse the land. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. Just a note to any present, former, or confused amillennial, postmillennial, or preterist believers. None of this can be proven to have happened in the past prior to Christ or in the first century. Declare to all where all kings worship before King Jesus. In fact, there are less kings now in 2006 and 2008 who truly and correctly worship the Lord than at any time in 2400 years, and none of them keep the Feast of Tabernacles or the Sabbath day. To the indifferent, frustrated, new, or otherwise seasoned Christian, don't fall for the Greek, Roman, and Egyptian philosophies that defiled God's church through some Christians rejecting a literal understanding of the book of Revelation, which includes the proper hermeneutical rules for metaphor, symbolism, and allegory, teaching instead the terribly exclusive historical and spiritual method of interpretation. Though these bad ideas have been around shortly after the death of the apostles, just remember the devil has too, and it is to his advantage to disrupt, deceive, and divide the unity of genuine believers in Christ with such erroneous interpretations. Let's continue. Be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and in that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague, wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day there shall be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all that sacrifice shall come and take of them, and seethe therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielding her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have wasted away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and the servants shall serve him. That curse began when God said to Adam, Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field, in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. Again, concerning Noah, a type or picture of Lord Jesus, it was said, This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. But now they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. That will be the millennium in a nutshell. You can bank on it. Just make sure your heart, that is, your trust, is not in the beast system now emerging. Instead, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. And ye now therefore have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When the 1,000-year rule of King Jesus is finished in the new heaven and new earth, the Word of God foretells even another rebellion against the Lord. However, this time there will be no battle, because there will be no consolidated corporate military industrial complex running the political fascist during the Lord's day. These rebels will be rounded up by the devil, who will then be loosed from his temporary 1,000-year prison to make one last depraved and delusional attack against King Jesus, at which time the Lord just zaps them with fire from heaven. This is when the resurrection of remaining dead people will take place. That includes the last phase or part of the resurrection unto life, the resurrection of the just, those made just by their belief in the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. That being the gleanings phase. There are three phases, remember, in this category of resurrection. There's two categories. There is the category of the just unto life. There is the category of the unjust unto damnation. This final phase of the resurrection includes both, because there will be those that are made righteous by their belief in the Lord Jesus post-Armageddon during the millennium, but they're mortal, so they still die. And, as well as all the wicked dead from ages past, will be resurrected at this general resurrection, the Great White Throne Judgment. So, just keep that in mind. There's three phases to the first category of the resurrection unto life, that being the first fruits, Jesus and those that were raised at the time of his resurrection. The harvest, which we've already talked about, which happened some 1,000 years prior to this particular time frame in the sequence of prophetic events. And now the gleanings. The gleanings, what is in view here, in combination to the other category, the resurrection of damnation. Judgment Day now takes place in the order of events. When the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, encompassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night for ever and ever. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. That is it. There is nothing else in explicit detail pertaining to what follows. From a word study using the word everlasting, there are nuggets in the Old Testament that appear to answer the common question of what comes after this period of time, and questions like, why is outer space so enormous if there is no other life out there? Perhaps the first 6,000 years of time were to teach us that without God, sinners can do nothing due to our sinfulness inherited from Adam. The next 1,000-year time frame leading into eternity might be a classroom with God Himself as the instructor, preparing those then sinless people He saves for the remainder of His cosmos everlastingly. It is something to think about. If for no other reason, a gigantic universe is a daily reminder of how amazingly intelligent and awesome in power the Eternal One is, and just how small man is. What is man, that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him? What is man, that he should be clean, and he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous? What is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man, that thou visitest him? Isn't it time that you worship? Lord, what is man, that thou takest knowledge of him, or the Son of Man, that thou makest account of him? Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? Therefore am I troubled at thy presence. When I consider, I am afraid of thee. The Almighty's nature is beautifully awesome. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man, that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth! O eternal, magnificent, lovely Lord, thank you. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness.
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
This concludes this episode of the Go Ye International broadcast. Thank you for listening, downloading, and or reading along. You may contact us through the contact information available on the Go Ye International's podcast page via the email, the websites of goyeinternational.mysite.com, and there you get further information by which you can write and or use other email and call. It is hoped that you find this material to be a blessing to you, a challenge in the way that you formerly thought, as well as in how you presently live. Also, Goya International would like any kind of comments and feedback that you are willing to offer through the various means available on this website and otherwise. Please make contact. Lastly, to those that aren't for sure or are struggling with this issue of salvation in Jesus Christ, our invitation and warning to you is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. To any of our brethren out there, either known or unknown, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you.
Remember to visit often and stay late. There's a different world for you to discover.